Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you really struggle with fear and managing fear? Well, today I'm going to go through how you can manage yours. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. I'm going to start with a quote today. And that quote is, "The quality of your life is in direct proportion to being able to live with uncertainty." To quote the great Tony Robbins. And what it's saying is, risk needed in life at times. Obviously, sensible risks, not stupid risks like jumping into a cage with a lion or swimming with dangerous sharks. We're talking about risks to progress in life. However, fear often holds us back. I'm talking about financial risks, business risks, social risks, or general risks. Doing things out of your comfort zone, but fear is holding you back. Now, you need to do those things in order to progress sometimes. But yet we get so paralyzed by fear, we can't take any action. And I've certainly experienced this before. Sometimes in my life, admittedly, risks or fears got too much on me. And I was so uncertain on what the outcome would be. So I haven't taken action. But as I progressed, I've taken more risks, whether that's financial, whether it was socially or anything in business. I've taken risks and they've paid off. They don't always pay off, but if we go through life living or trying to live with certainty, that's not going to happen, because realistically, there's nothing we can be 100% certain on. Now, that might sound a bit negative, but it's being realistic. You can't be certain you have a job for life. We can have more of a chance of keeping a job in some jobs than others. We can't be certain that we're going to be with the person we meet for the rest of our lives. This isn't putting a downward spirit on you. It's more about just creating that realization that sometimes we have to take risks and we can't guarantee anything. And if we live by certainty and wanting things guaranteed, that significantly reduces the quality of our life. When we let fear of the unknowns get on top of us, that reduces our freedom an awful lot, a freedom to try stuff and go in new directions. And it's certainly something I've recognized. And it's something I've talked through with clients I've worked with and many other people I've spoken to or helped. So how can you manage this? I'm going to give you a few tips. The first one, do something small every day for a week. Set yourself a little challenge each week, just something or each day even within the week. Now, I'm not talking about you having to run around the town, the city, the village naked, shouting random stuff. You can do that if you want to. I personally haven't. Or talking about standing in front of 100 people. I'm talking about just trying something on the edge of your comfort zone. So maybe it's giving that person a call you're nervous about speaking to. Maybe it's talking to your boss about a potential job opportunity. Maybe it's messaging that person you're nervous about messaging because you really like them. Just do something a little bit challenging each day, something small. Because when we do that, we can build momentum. And when we build momentum, we get results. And when we build results, we get more confidence to overcome that fear. And always remind yourself of the things you have achieved in the past, because it's easy for us to forget. My second tip to manage fear, or that voice, is having a cold shower. What's this got to do with fear? Well, you have a voice in your head which holds you back. Now, that voice is going to be saying to you, don't have a cold shower, don't have a cold shower, don't have a cold shower. It's a big challenge, first of all, in the morning. Now, if you're debating whether you should have a cold shower because of maybe certain conditions, blood circulations, obviously always consult your GP. But if you're fine and you can have a cold shower, I'd recommend it. It gives you health benefits as well, such as clearer skin. It even has shown to help with negative moods when we're feeling a bit depressed sometimes. It actually impacts and can make us feel better, and of course it can wake us up. And it's good for weight loss. So there's some health benefits that you can read up more on. But what I'm talking about is the mental side. Being able to go through a challenge early on in the morning and show that voice that's going to hold you back in fear who's boss and that you can go forward. My third tip is your identity and incantations. What do I mean by this? Well, if you're constantly feeling yourself, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, I can't do that, when fear pops up, you're going to hold yourself back. But if you've got this identity of I'm amazing, I'm wonderful, I'm confident, you're more likely to take action, even in the face of fear. And that's something I should mention. Confident people do not have zero fears. It's a huge misconception that I'm very passionate about. Those confident appearing people, they have fears like all of us. I have a lot of fear. Some used to have a lot of fear, but I took action on myself and I developed the confidence from it. You're never going to be ready until you take the action. Now you can split it down into smaller actions and then build momentum to get results if it's too big a jump. But anyway, that takes me off that point, but I thought I just wanted to add that one in anyway. But if you create these meanings and these phrases to yourself, like I am confident, I am charismatic, I'm courageous, you're much more likely to take action on yourself than if you're feeding yourself with negative phrases. And an incantation is saying these phrases with I am, but saying it with emotional intensity and meaning, with your body language and everything behind it, so it sinks into you more. And then my final point is be absolutely clear on why you must manage the fear. Think about the pain that's going to happen if you don't take action. If you keep continuing to stay in your shell and not doing anything, then what's going to happen? Later in life, are you going to be looking back and seeing all the pain? Are you going to miss opportunities? Are you going to miss out on potentially making more friends? Are you going to miss out on talking to that romantic partner that you want? Are you going to miss out on job opportunities? Are you going to miss out on your business? What is it going to cost you if you don't overcome the fear? Because our brain starts to associate the fear with pain and therefore we hold ourselves back. But if we associate enough pain with what's going to happen if we don't take action, that is going to help you overcome the pain of just not temporarily taking action. So therefore, think about why you must overcome certain fears. Okay, so that's what I've got for you today. It's a very, very common thing. Fear is very natural. We all experience fear. I've had clients experience it in different forms. So whether it was, say, trying to lead a class or whether it was them approaching their own clients, they've experienced it in different ways. But we look at ways they can break it down, such as just simple points of contact or little steps they can do to start gradually building up their confidence. And it's something I've experienced as well. When I started speaking, when I started coaching or mentoring, when I did my first sessions, I was terrified. What are people going to think? But then I managed to do it enough times to become confident. So if you're feeling like you're really lacking in self-esteem or confidence, perhaps both, and you're being caught in the fear of not doing something, perhaps you are not, it's not serving you in life really, and you really want to make a change. No more are you going to stand for how you're feeling now, and you want to really get over what's blocking you. Then some great news. I am personally offering my one-to-one program for confidence mentoring. So if you've been looking for a positive change to increase your confidence and not keep self-sabotaging yourself because of things like fear and have a more confident way of living, then take the courage to apply and you may qualify for one of my one-to-one spots. We'll work together on a weekly basis and I'll personally mentor you in these one-to-one sessions. If you don't change your actions, you don't get change in your life. Just think about that. You can book a time with me in the link in the description below. Now, these do get quite popular, so do ping me an email if you're struggling to find a time. Thank you so much for listening. If you have appreciated this also, please share it with your friends and family and give it a rating just so I can reach more people. We can reach more people together and help them overcome their fears. You may know someone who's struggling with self-esteem or confidence and we need to reach them. Thank you so much if you have shared this and you've given it a rating too. I appreciate you and remember this. improve your self-esteem, you improve the lives of others.